Evening, Bulldog fans. Been walking with you for some live play-by-play action as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Westbrook Wildcats and some district football action. Before the game starts, while Westbrook's team song is play, her school song, give a shout-out to the three turkeys at my house right now hanging out, Addie, Brennan, Braylon. Hello. Ira Bulldogs going to take on the Westbrook Wildcats. Both teams are 2-0 in district play up to this point in the season, and so both teams are the only teams that are 2-0. Last week, the Iowa Bulldogs handled the Roby Lions 48-0, finished the game at halftime, while Westbrook defeated her. Just a pause, because we're going to do a moment of silence for Melissa. For I said Lord's Supper. No, we're going to do the national anthem. All right, so clock shows 8:30 left in the game, or in the pregame. The Bulldogs are taking on Westbrook. This game was initially supposed to be played in Ira, but because of all the rain that we had today, Westbrook has a turf field. Ira, our field, all grass, all natural. So both teams, I guess, agreed to meet over here and do the game over here in Westbrook instead. So the Bulldogs going to send out the three seniors to be captains. We've got Partain, Cabrera, and Allen. And again, both the Westbrook Wildcats and the Iowa Bulldogs are 2-0 in district. Bulldogs defeated Roby last week 48-0, while Westbrook defeated Hermley 62-14. I said 2-0. Both teams are 3-0 is what I should say. Sorry. They're going to face each other tonight. Hermley and Highland have both lost one game. Mine's all messed up. Sorry. I'll have to do the math on that later. But anyway, this is a battle of two undefeated district teams. And what is a cold night with that front that blew through. Wind's blowing just a little bit. If we're sitting in the visitor stands, it's kind of blowing right in our face. But I try to kind of keep my head turned and the wind out of the microphone as best as I can. As according to Spin Talk. waiting for the white hat to kind of give a little bit of a signal. Walking towards the Bulldogs, so it's going to be the Bulldogs of Warren, and we're going to receive the opening kickoff. So, it was raining here when we pulled up. The rain has stopped. It's not nearly as slick as it was beforehand, but it's still very chilly. We got 6 minutes left until kickoff, although they may open it up here a little bit before. There's a cat right next to me that's black and white, and for half a second I thought it was a skunk, and it was going to say some words I shouldn't, so we don't have to do that. I want to thank our sponsors for supporting these broadcasts. Those include First Bank and Trust, Calvary Baptist Church, Cogdell Memorial Hospital, Prosperity Bank, Doug and Susie White, Ira Booster Club, Legacy Fuels, McWilliams Pharmacy, Bell Piper Steel Funeral Home, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Snyder Iron and Metal, Crossroads Oil and Gas, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Texas Farm Bureau Agent, Stormy Sellers, Ira Pump and Supply. So again, just waiting for the team to break the huddle. Here comes the Bulldogs. Both teams run out of the tunnel. Yes, Thunderstruck is the Westbrook school song now. So that's pretty cool. 4 minutes left on the clock before kickoff. I'm sure they'll start it off soon. The Bulldogs are going to send out the return team. If you are at the game, if you imagine you're sitting in the stands, the Bulldogs are going to be on the left side of the field, and the Wildcats are going to be kicking from right to left. A few things. I know there's been some sickness kind of going around for the Bulldogs at school. There's some players that aren't in pads. Jaron Pena being one of the main ones that played a good amount is not suited up. So the Bulldogs are going to come back. I say Jaron. Sorry, Jaron's out there. That's not true. There's just been some sickness that's going around. So Wildcats get lined up to do the onside kick. They're going to do it end over end from the near side to the far side. It's going to be picked up by number 24, Juarez, for the Bulldogs. And so the Hawks are going to take over at around the 35-yard line, their own 35-yard line. Ball's going to be set at the far hash mark as the Ira offense, gets ready to take the field and go. It's going to be Partain under center. They're not going to come out in the eye, and they're going to come out in a little bit of a different formation. Two down linemen to the near side. There's snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath to Pena. Pena's going to be hit in the backfield, dropped for a loss of a couple yards. So that's going to set up a second and 19 for the Dogs, coming from around their own 30-yard line. Looks like the button of the ball is on the Bulldogs' 30-yard line now. So second and 19 for the Bulldogs. Falls now towards the near hash mark. Bulldogs come out in the same formation, just flip sides. Partain under center. There's the snap. This time Partain rolls out looking for a pass. He's going to drop it short. It's going to fall incomplete. There's a defender all over Pena, who is the intended receiver, but the referee is going to let it slide. So now it's going to be a third and 19 for the Bulldogs from their own 31-yard line. The ball's now put a little bit more towards the middle of the field. 9:18 left in the first quarter. 0-0 Bulldogs face in the third and 19. Partain going to come under center. Now going to be in the eye or eye. Flores behind him. Pena, deep man. There's the snap this time. It's going to be handoff to Pena running on the far side. He's hit before he gets to the line of scrimmage, but he's able to squeeze his way up to the line of scrimmage. Maybe hit for about a yard loss. So it's going to be a fourth and 20 for the Bulldogs now. So 8:57 and counting in the first quarter. Bulldogs face with a fourth and 20 from their own 30-yard line. Sorry, from their 29-yard line. Bulldogs going to break huddle from two receivers to far side. They're going to have three in the back, so Partain's going to be the deepest man back. There's a snap. It's hit Partain looking to throw the ball. Receivers of coverage is going to drop it short to Pena. Pena's going to be trying to break one tackle. He's going to be drug out of bounds. It's not going to be enough for a full man. That horn is annoying. It's going to end up being a turnover on downs. Bulldogs not able to get back up to the line of scrimmage, and so now it will be Wildcat ball. And they're going to take over at the Bulldog, about 29, 28-yard line. They're going to come out in the I variation. There's the snap and kick back to the running back. He's going to run right through the middle of the Bulldog defense and into the inside. Dominguez on the carry for the Wildcat. And the Wildcats are going to end up lining up to kick a field goal for a 2-point. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. No good. So, Wildcats take an early 6-0 lead here in Westbrook with 8:21 left in the first quarter. Sponsors for these broadcasts include Ira Pump and Supply. Call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs. Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Ira Baptist Church, to make disciples, to make disciples, to gospel center, preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. Visit FBCIra.com or Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist for more information. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased a Matthew Houston Shell property located primarily in Surrey, Borden, and Fisher County. Our field office is located in Ira, Texas, and we strive to enjoy support local vendors and charities and proudly support the oil and gas industry. West Brook gets the onside kick. He's going to bounce all the way back to Claxton. As the deep man back, and Claxton's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. The Bulldog 26-yard line. The rain kind of picked up a little bit here. It wasn't raining. It was raining when we got here at the top of the game starter. Now it's picked up just a little bit more, but we're in the first field, so as long as there's no lightning or anything close to us, the game will continue. Bulldogs from two receivers to the far side. They're going to have three back. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball. He takes it back to Claxton. Claxton looks the ball. He's going to drop it short to Pena. As soon as Pena catches the ball, he's hit. Gains of maybe a yard or so on the play. So second, they say, again, 2 yards. So it's going to be a second and 13 for the Bulldogs now. Waiting for them to spot them off. I can tell you the yard line of the 7 yards. It's going to be on the Bulldogs, 28-yard line. Same formation, two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield. Partain's going to be the quarterback, but Claxton's going to be behind him. There's the snap. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's going to pop it. He's got Hayden Forey. Going to be plenty for a first down for the Bulldogs as the offense kind of gets in a groove going with Claxton back tossing the rock. That's Hayden Forey. That's about a 20-yard gain for the Bulldogs. That'll be a first down. Flips the field. And the Dodgers are going to take over at the Westbrook 32-yard line. Same formation. Partain's going to be the quarterback, but Claxton's going to be the deep man. There's a snap. Pitch back. Claxton's got the ball. Got some protection. He's going to toss it deep. It's going to be intercepted by the Wildcat. There were defenses and all over the intended receiver, and there's a late flag that comes out. The running back, the guy who got the interception, turned around and walked backwards into the end zone. So it's going to be a personal foul or unsportsmanlike like something on the Wildcat. It was an interception by the Wildcats. They ran it back into the end zone, but there was a... They still got to call it. I don't think they're going to announce it as a loudspeaker. Probably unfortunate my conduct. So that's going to back them up. Not getting the touchdown. They're going to take over from the 15 and 15, somewhere around there. Instead, they're going to come out in the eye or the wing. There's snap. Pitch back to Gonzalez, who's going to be hit by the Dominant Dog defense and brought down. Sorry, Dominguez, who's the carrier. It'll be second and goal from around the 10 for the Wildcats. They're the other end of the field, but can't exactly see. Wildcats get set, pitch it back to Dominguez again. Dominguez is going to be brought down by Allen. Maybe he got up to the line of scrimmage. If he did, he maybe got a little bit past that, but it's going to be about a third and goal again from around the Westbrook, the Bulldog 10-yard line. Six, 10 left in the first quarter. Wildcats leading 6-0, but the Bulldog defense showing some teeth here. It is a third and goal from the Bulldog 10 for the Wildcats. There's a snap. It's Dominguez running on the far side. They're going to tackle several Bulldog defenders. I mean, I don't understand how you can tackle those guys, but they tackled some of the Bulldog defenders, and Dominguez was able to get the ball all the way up to around the 3-yard line, somewhere inside the 5-yard line. So it's going to be fourth and inside the 5 for the Wildcats. Big defense is paid here for the Bulldogs. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Dominguez again, and he's going to be stopped. It's going to be turnover on down by the Dominant Dog defense. Big defensive stand for the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs stop the Wildcats inside the 5-yard line. They're going to take over. I mean, with their back backed up into the end zone. It looks like the ball from here looks like it's at the 1, maybe the 2-yard line. I can't see in the scoreboard being blocked by a tent that somebody has put up. So the Bulldogs are going to send two receivers to the far side. They're going to have three in the backfield. Partain gets the ball, tosses it to Claxton. Claxton gets the ball. He tosses it. It's intercepted by the Wildcats again, and this time it's just going to be run into the end zone. The hatred I have for that horn. So now it's going to be 12-0. Trying to make something happen, get the offense going. And the Wildcats are able to just get lucky there, read the ball, pick it off, and now they're going to go for a PAT with a kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's going to be good. So now the score is 14-0. Wildcats leading the Bulldogs with 5:15 left in the first. Sponsors for the broadcast include Snyder Iron and Metal, with top practice plate paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car body. On-site team of available, blow-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Hanson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provide a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses to promote growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, dogs. All right, Westbrook going to try the onside kick again. There's the kick. Ball bounces end over end. It's going to be picked up by Juarez. So the Bulldogs are going to take over around the 35-yard line or so. So the Bulldogs are going to take over. It's going to be first and 15 from the 34-yard line, their own 34-yard line. 5:14 left in the first. Haven't had much luck on offense getting anything going, but the defense has done well. Bulldogs come out in the same formation. Two receivers from far side, three in the backfield. Partain's going to be the quarterback with Claxton behind him. Pitch back to Claxton, looking to throw the ball. He rolls up to the near side. He's going to pass it short to Allen. Allen's got the ball. He's got enough for a first down. He's going to be still. They try to push him out of bounds, and he cuts back inside. And so the senior picks up a few more yards. It's going to be first down Bulldogs. Allen gets the ball all the way to the Westbrook 28.5-yard line. The wind has really picked up, and it's kind of shifted. The Bulldogs are driving down the field. It's kind of blowing right in their face. I'm trying to stand away to block the wind from my earbud. I hope that's not ringing too bad. Two receivers from the far side, three in the backfield. Same formation. Both aim to quarterback. Claxton to Heatman. There's a snap. Claxton gets it. This is the next Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several defenders. This time he's just going to throw the ball out of bounds. But that's going to be second and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 28.5, or from the Wildcat 28.5. 4:30 left in the first quarter. So the wind had kind of died down. It wasn't doing a whole lot, and now it's picked up going right in the Bulldogs' face, which is not the best thing for offense, but when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Two receivers on the far side, three in the backfield, same formation. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton's got the ball. He tosses it deep, and it's going to go off the hands of Dominguez for the Westbrook Wildcats. Ball incomplete. And so now it's third and 15 for the Bulldogs from the 27-yard line. 4:25 left in the first quarter. Well, it's unfortunate for the Bulldogs. The wind is picked up and shifted right, kind of in their face as they're going down the field. Same formation. Partain's going to be the quarterback. Claxton's going to be the deep man. And it's going to be a false start on the Bulldogs. So now it's going to be a third and 20 for the Bulldogs. Going to back the Bulldogs up to their 32.5-yard line. Same formation. Everything stays identical. There's a snap. Partain gets it. Pitches it to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it to Allen. Allen's got the ball. Still on his feet. Right towards the near side. He's going to get not a first down, but he's going to gain about 15 yards on the reception. So that's going to set up a fourth and about 6-7 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Wildcat 20-yard line. .354 and counts left as the Bulldog offense is kind of finding its groove. There's a snap for take, gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton doesn't throw the ball, tosses it deep, and it's going to go over the head of Allen. It's all incomplete, so that's going to be a turnover on down by the Bulldogs. The Wildcats will take over at their own 20-yard line, 19-yard line, sorry. 3:37 left in the first quarter. Wildcats leading the Dogs 14-0, but the dominant Dogs defense has done well. One of the touchdowns came on interception. One of the touchdowns came because the Wildcats took over deep into their own territory. So let's see what the dominant dog defense can come up with here as the Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap. Flag flies. Wildcats are Bulldogs are offside, so it'll be a free play for the Wildcats. But the post off complete. It's going to be tackled by Pena. And I think they're just going to let wave the penalty off, so they got a first down. Yep, they lost sides on the Bulldogs, so decline the penalty. The Wildcats are now going to have a first down at around the Bulldogs 36, 37 yard line. That was the first pass play of the game by the Wildcats, I believe. There's a snap. It's back. The ball's on the ground. It's going to be brought up. Ball still down. Finally, the Wildcats got lucky and fall on top of it. They're going to be tapped down by Cabrera. So that's a loss of about six yards, it looks like, on that play. Maybe even more, seven. Brings the Wildcats all the way back to their own 35. So it's going to be a second and 21-22 for the Wildcats on their own 35-yard line. 2:58 in counting. Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap. Hits back. Run the ball. Being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. Hit by Warren. It's hard. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to fall incomplete. And Hernandez there was able to juke Hernandez, and Juarez hit the quarterback right as he was throwing the ball. Made it not go accurate enough. Great play by the Bulldog defense. So now it's going to be a third and 21. Third, 21-22. Wildcats get set under center. Diamondback defense looking ready to roll. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff under me. Breaks few tackles. Wildcats are going to run this one in for a touchdown. I mean, we're all here. I just don't understand the importance of having the horns that loud. That puts the score 20-0 with 2:41 left in the first quarter. The Wildcats are going to try the 2-point PAT field goal. Waiting for the kicker to tie his shoe. 2:41 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 20-0 as Westbrook is ready to kick the 2-point field goal. There's a snap. Holds bobbled. Going to be hit by the Bulldogs and brought down. Number 10 for the Bulldogs. Brant Cox with the tackle. It's a bobbled snap by the holder. So Westbrook's only been able to convert one of their three PAT, 2-point field goal PAT attempts. So the score is going to stay 20-0 with 2:41 left in the first. I want to thank all of our sponsors, which include Bell Piper and Steel Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Iowa, Hermley, and Perry County for many years. Go Bulldogs! McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. And we deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants and have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Curry County and the surrounding areas. Westbrook is going to kick the onside kick. There it is, end over end, and it's not going to roll far enough. It's going to go backwards. Didn't even make it to midfield. The Wildcats kick the ball from their 30-yard line. and the Bulldogs are going to take over from the Wildcat 38-yard line. So that's an 8-yard kick. They tried the onside kick, and it just turned and didn't work out for them. It worked out for the Bulldogs as the offense tries to find its footing. They've been able to move the ball but not capitalize to see what they can do now. Same formation they've been in. Two receivers from the far side, three in the backfield. Partain, the quarterback, and Claxton is going to be the man back behind him. There's a snap, pitch pass. Wildcats are offside. The Bulldogs get a free play here. Claxton running around, trying to find something to make it happen. He's going to jump off short to Partain. Partain slips and falls. He's going to fall behind the line of scrimmage. So the Bulldogs are going to take the offside. So now it'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Wildcat 34-yard line. 2:32 left in the first quarter. Blue Bulldogs trailing 0-20. Same formation, same people everywhere. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball. This time he just dumps it short to Castillo, or to 40. 42 on his feet. He's at the 10. That's a fire dragging the defenders to just a 3-yard line before he's finally going to be brought down. Huge gain for the Bulldogs. It's going to be a first and goal for the Dogs from their Wildcat 4-yard line. 2:20 left in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs knock it on touchdown's door. Big play. The Bulldogs are pitching it back to Claxton. This time, Partain got the ball and then just threw a real quick pass down to Caden Flory. And Flory was able to just power his way through several Wildcat defenders. Same formation. Two receivers for the far side, three in the backfield. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's got Allen wide open in the end zone. Allen's going to catch him. It's going to be a touchdown. Bulldogs! Claxton to Allen puts the Bulldogs up on the board, scores 20-6, and the Bulldogs are going to come out for the 2-point PAT. This will be the snapper, Hernandez the holder, to the kicker for the Bulldogs with 1:43 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 6-20, but going for the 2-point attempt. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is going to be blocked, although Hernandez was taken out on the play. So the score is going to stay 20-6 with 1:43 left in the first quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants and have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Surrey County and the surrounding areas. Cadaver Booster Club, proudly supporting all Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Doug and Susie White, proud Ira Bulldog, is a graduate of Ira with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, both of us, and our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson Rowdy. Rowdy is the fifth generation on his mother's side. Orange and black run through our veins, proud to be Iowa Bulldogs supporters. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. The score is 20-6 with 1:43 left in the first quarter. Partain going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. He's going to kick it high. He's going to kick it far. But it's going to fly out of bounds at about the 11-yard line. We'll see what the Wildcats ought to do. If they want to re-kick it or just take some yards on the kickoff. Looks like they're just going to take yards on the kickoff. So it's going to be a first and 15 for the Wildcats from their own 30-yard line. 1:43 left in the first. Bulldogs trailing 20-6. the Bulldogs picking up some momentum here. Knockout is set under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff. Hit immediately by Suarez. Able to break one tackle. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Pena. About a 7-yard carry for the Wildcats, so it's going to set up a second and about, they said 7 yards, but it looks further than that. It looks like it's going to be about a second and 9. Ball is set at the Wildcat 37-yard line on the near hash mark. 1:37 left in the first. Bulldogs trailing 20-6. Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap. It's going to be back to running back for the Wildcats. He's just guarding his left crew, and he's going to be brought down by Juarez. So it's a first down for the Wildcats. They're able to get the ball to the Bulldog 26.5-yard line. 1:17 left in the first quarter and counting. Bulldogs down 26, but here's where the Bulldog defense is bent but not broke. There's a snap as they roll out to throw the ball. That's up and short, and it's a fall incomplete. It was number 12, Braden Hernandez, who stood in the quarterback and just jumped up and was able to tip the ball. So the ball didn't go where the quarterback intended it, which is what that tip does. Ball's incomplete, and now it's going to be a second and 15 for the Wildcats. The clock stops with 1:03 left in the first quarter. Wildcats get set under center. They're going to hand it off. Nope, they're going to drop back and try to throw the ball. It's going to fall incomplete. It's a great defense again by Hernandez, who they were trying to dump it short to the running back out of the backfield, but Hernandez was perfect defense there. There was nowhere to go. I don't know. The quarterback threw it kind of in front of him, but nobody was going to get it. So now it's going to be a third and 15 for the Wildcats. And the clock stopped at 58 seconds left in the third quarter, and the ball is set at the Bulldog 26.5-yard line. Desperate breaks the huddle. They go under center again. There's a snap. This time the quarterback rolls out again, trying to throw the ball, being pursued by Allen. Still in the backfield. Allen still chasing the quarterback. Quarterback dumps it. It's going to be complete. And it's going to be brought down by Hernandez again with the tackle. Down. 40 seconds left in the first quarter and counting. It's a first and goal for the Wildcats. The ball set around the 1 or 2 yard line. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. The play clock's at 12, so they're going to have to run a play. There's snap. It's going to be quarterback looking to throw the ball, being pursued by Hernandez. But the pass is going to be continued. That puts the score 26-6 with 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing the Wildcats. Wildcats are going to get set for the two-point PAT kick. They've only converted one of the three that they have attempted here. It's been a weak point of their game. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So now the score is going to be 28-6 with 10 seconds left in the first quarter. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts, and that includes Cogdill Memorial Hospital. Cogdill Memorial Hospital in Snyder is proud to support the Outer Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesday, beginning with a free meal at 5. So see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. And First Bank and Trust, thank you guys for supporting these broadcasts and sponsoring. If you or your business would like to, it's not too late. Just talk to Mr. Jones. He'll gladly give you the information that you need Bulldogs going to receive this kickoff with 10 seconds left in the half. Okay. Dude, kickoff. It's an onside kick again. Going to be picked up by Juarez, who's going to fall down around the 35-yard line. So it'll be first and 15 from around the 35. 10 seconds left in the first quarter. We'll look to come out in the same formation, except they're going to send the two receivers to the near side this time. Partain, the quarterback, Blackson, the man behind him. There's a snap. Pitch, Partain gets it, pitches it back to Blackson. Blackson looking to throw the ball. Tyron forward. He's going to drop it short to Pena. Ball's going to slip out of Pena's hand. Again, it's kind of wet. So it's going to be incomplete. So now it'll be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs with 3 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 28-6, but on offense, 3 seconds left in the first quarter, same formation, two receivers to the near side, Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton, Claxton has the ball, there goes the timer, it's going to be the last play of the first quarter, Claxton throws the ball, it's going to fade out of bounds. So now it'll be third and 15. However, end of the first quarter, that means the sides are going to flip and the Bulldogs will have the wind at their back as opposed to just throwing it into the wind like we've been trying to do, which should help tremendously. Let's look around the district and kind of check on some scores from our district opponent. Hermley is leading Highland 12-6. With 9:15 left in the second quarter. Roby is leading Rokan 16-0 with, it looks like at the start of the second quarter there as well. So, again, both Ira and Westbrook are undefeated in district. Westbrook is the defending state champions as well, but the Bulldogs, the school board doesn't show it. It plays well. It's had a few costly mistakes, but now, starting the second quarter, it's going to be third and 15 for the Bulldogs. They're going to take over at their own 30-yard line. Looking to make something happen here. Two receivers to the far side. Partain's going to be the quarterback. Claxton's going to be the deep man. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches back to Claxton. Claxton going to run up forward, being pursued by several Westbrook defenders, and he's going to be sacked for a loss. So now it's going to be fourth and around 20 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Ira 24-yard line. 9:33 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 28-6 and faced with a fourth and 20. Two receivers to the far side. Is it the same formation that they've been in? Most or not. There's a snap. Pitch up Claxton. Claxton's got the ball. He's got Corey open deep. Tosses it way back. Corey jumps and he's jumping in the air. It's going to be incomplete. They're not going to throw a flag. Had the defender all over him. Not going to throw the flag. So it's going to be a turnover on downs. Nine, 10 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 28-6, and Westbrook's going to take over at the Bulldogs 34-yard line. So Trimble calls a timeout. Wants to talk to the referee. I mean, it was pretty blatant that it was a pass interference. They were all over. Corey, nobody was back there. So, at the timeout, there's 9:10 left in the second quarter. Bulldogs trailing 28-6. And it's going to be West Ball for a 1st and 15. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Sorry, my thumbs are cold and I can't get the sponsors include Iowa Pump and Supply. Call Iowa Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs. Texas Farm Bureau with Agent Stormy Sellers providing auto coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Iowa Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered truth and teaching, worship, community, and service. FBCIra.com, Facebook, and Instagram at Iowa Baptist for more information. First Church of God, Iowa Church of God, is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Iowa Church of God. So it's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Wildcats from the Bulldog 24-yard line. Wildcats go under center. There's that's going to be a run to the far side. Another runner's going to cut back to the near side. And it's going to be a touchdown Wildcats. So now the score is 34-6. 9:04 left in the half, and the Wildcats are going to attempt the 2-point PAT. There's a snap, the holding kick, ball's up, and it's good. So now the score is 36-6 with 9:04 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing the Wildcats. Broadcast is brought to you by Crossroads Oil and Gas. And Crossroads Oil and Gas is established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased the Passion's East Yourself properties located primarily in Surrey, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located near Iowa, Texas, and is proud to support local vendors and charities, proudly employed local residents in the oil and gas industry. Miter Iron and Venom, the top prices pay for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available with roll-off containers, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting the growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, dogs. All right, let's bring this up for the onside kick. They don't try to kick it deep. Bulldogs in their players to receive it. There's the kick. It's an end over end kick. It's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. That's Theo. Caden Castillo. Nope, sorry. Dimitri Juarez with the recovery. Theo's 21. Juarez is 24. And my old eyes just can't quite distinguish those two every time. So the Bulldogs are going to take over on offense at their own 36-yard line. 9:03 left in the half. Bulldogs trail 36-6. Bulldogs get set in the same formation. Two receivers to the punch eye and three in the backfield. There's a snap. Partain gets it. Pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. He's got Allen right there. Going to be shoved in, and this time they're going to throw the flag. I feel like that might be a makeup call from the last time. So pass interference on the Wildcat. So it's going to be an automatic first down. It probably was. I mean, it was a close play. It was not as close as the wire, closer than the last one that wasn't called. So either way, the Bulldogs are going to have a first down. That play is open. That's two times the Bulldogs have run it, and that receiver has been wide open both times. And both times, Saxon put the ball on the money. There's just been that defender all over him. So it's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs. Now they're set at the Wildcat 29-yard line. And the Wildcats are going to call a timeout. I guess they realized what Coach Goodman realized a few plays ago is that play's open. We're going to run it until you stop it. So at the timeout, with 8:57 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 36-6, but moving the ball in face of the first and 15 from their own, from the Wildcat 29-yard line. Sponsors for the broadcast include Bell Cypher and Shield Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hernley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor, and we provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items to deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants and have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. All right. Bulldogs in there. Huddle after the timeout. The coach, that's where Coach still talking to the white hat. I guess he didn't like the call, but what does it matter? There's not replaying, but I can change it. It's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Wildcat 29-yard line. Bulldogs trailing the gap 36-6 with 8:57 left in the half. Same formation the Bulldogs have been in. Two receivers to the far side. Partain in shotgun, three in the backfield. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton rolling to his side. He's going to toss it short. It's going to fall incomplete. Number 740 for the Bulldogs. It's a drop, so now it's going to be second and 15 for the Bulldogs. .851 left in the half of the clock at the top there. Second and 15 ball is at the Westbrook 29-yard line, and it's going to be on the near hash mark. Same formation the Bulldogs have been in most of the night. And it's going to be an offside on the Bulldogs. So that's going to back the Bulldogs up 5. So now it's going to be a second and 20 for the Bulldogs from the Westbrook 34-yard line. Still 8:51 on the clock, and the Bulldogs trailing 36-6. 8:51 left in the half. Bulldogs come out in the same formation, but not quite spread as far out as they have been. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton rolling to his right. He's going to take off and run. He may have enough for a first down. He's going to run out of bounds. Good run for Claxton, able to pick up about 10 yards on the carry, so it's going to set up a second and or a third and 10 for the Bulldogs. Got all the way down to around the Wildcat 25-yard line. Again, the freshman Claxton has come out tonight doing well with, I know some Bulldogs have been injured and sick all week long, and he's come out and really done well for such an underclassman. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. Now he tries to run up forward, and he's going to be sacked by the Wildcat. So fourth. Oof, it's going to be fourth and 17-18 for the Bulldogs now. Ball's going to be set at the Westbrook 31-yard line. 8:17 left in the half and counting. The Bulldogs come out in the same formation they have been in most of the night. There's a snap. Claxton's the man up front now. He tosses it back to Partain. Partain with the throw the ball. Tosses it deep to Pedrin. I think it was a roughing the passer. We'll see what's called here. But if the catch stands, Pena got the ball all the way down to the 1 yard line, maybe the 2. Going to be holding on the Wildcat. So they're going to decline that. The Bulldogs are going to have a first and goal from the 1 or 2 yard line. I can't There's a giant blue tent that's right in front of the scoreboard, so I can't see, like, the yards to go on that. Somebody in Leftwood's side is not happy, so I'm just going to keep talking so you don't hear the profanity coming from there. So first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 1 or 2 yard line. There's 7:30 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs trailing 36-6 and have been moving the ball extremely well here. Same formation that they've been in. Partain is going to be the quarterback this time with Claxton, the man back deep. There's a snap. Partain now rolls up to the near side. He's going to top it short. It's going to be a completed for a touchdown. Partain to Allen. Touchdown, Bulldogs. So now the score is 36-12. Bulldogs trailing, but coming on to keep the 2-point field goal attempt here. Bishop's the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap. Oh, the kick. Ball is going to be blocked by the Wildcats. So the score is going to stay 36-12 with 7:11 left in the half. Broadcaster brought to you by Doug and Susie White, proud Iowa Bulldogs and graduate of Iowa with a family of 4 generations and graduates, starting with our 2 mothers, both of us, our 2 sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson Rowdy. Rowdy is a 5th generation on his mother's side, orange and black bone, to our main, proud to be an Iowa Bulldog supporter. Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Excuse me. Dogs Memorial Hospital. Dogs Memorial Hospital in Snyder is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs and we're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Bulldogs going to kick. They got the wind kind of at their back, so I would expect this kick just to be high and far and try to put the animal back in the end zone for a touchback. Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. And it's kind of a end-over-end kick. It's going to be picked up by the Wildcats at their 5-yard line. Being run down, a huge block in the back. It's going to be throwing a flag there. So even if this young man's still on his feet, he's finally brought down around midfield. There's a flag. It's going to be a block in the back on the Wildcats. So it's going to pin them back even deeper. So the Wildcats will take over around their 30-yard line, depending on where they mark it and all the math that takes place. So Wildcats are going to take over on their own 20-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15. We're both trailing again, 36-12 with 6:58 left in the half. Although the second quarter has really been Bulldog ball. Wildcats break the huddle, just set under center. That's going to be a pitch on the far side. Ball on the ground. Wildcats pick it up, being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's trying to run the ball now. Oh, he's still on his feet. And he's going to finally be brought down by Pena, but not before he gets all the way down to the Bulldog 25-yard line. So it was a broken play. The ball was on the ground around the goal line of the Wildcats, and then just weaseling his way down the field was the Wildcat running back who they're going to spot the ball at the Bulldog 22.5-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15 from the 22. Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap. Quarterback rolls out. Ball. There's a flag that comes out. It's going to be completed. And it'll be a touchdown. There's a flag down. Exactly what it is. They're going to wave it off. It's going to be on the Bulldogs. They're going to decline it. So it's going to be touchdown Wildcats. That's going to put the score 42-12 with the 2-point PAT coming. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. Now the score is 44-12. Bulldogs trailing the Wildcats with 6:21 left in the half. Sponsors for the broadcast include Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary Baptist Church is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. We hope to be there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. And First Bank and Trust in Snyder. So, Bulldog's going to get the kick off. Wildcats have tried to on, like to get every time. I don't know why they would do anything different at this point. Bulldog's trailing 44-12. 6:21 left in the half. And there's the kick. It's the end-over-end onside kick. It's going to be picked up by Juarez. So, Bulldogs offense will take over from their own 34-yard line. The wind's still kind of blowing, but it's with the Bulldogs. First and 15 from the Bulldogs 34-yard line. 6:21 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 44-12. Two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap. Partain gets it. Sticks it to Claxton. Claxton going out with the throw of the ball. Ends up it short. And it's going to be caught by Allen. Gain of about 1 yard. So it's going to be a second and 14 for the Bulldogs. 6 minutes left in the half and counting. Bulldogs get set in the same formation. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, pops it back to Claxton. Claxton just takes off running. Going to be able to gain several yards. He's trying to juke some of the Westbrook defenders. They're not even trying to tackle him. Just trying to strip the ball. Finally going to blow the play dead around midfield. Claxton's going to gain about 5 yards on the carry. So it's going to be around a third and trying to see where they set the marker out. About a third and 10, third and 9 for the Bulldogs. Heads up play by the freshman. Those pass rushers are rushing up so hard that Aiden just ran right in between both of them and had nothing but field for a good while. So a third and seven for the Bulldogs. There's a snap. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. Being faced around the backfield. Pops it to deep. He's got Allen. Oh, just outside. Allen hit Allen's hand. One of those tough passes to catch. It's exactly where it needed to be, and Allen did everything he could, but maybe the weather and kind of the rain and the coldness just wasn't able to corral that in. So now it's going to be a fourth and around seven, and the ball's at midfield. .449 left in the half, and the clock stops there with the incomplete pass. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton's got the ball, scramble, and trying to make something happen on this fourth and long. The ball's going to be fumbled. And Wildcats will recover at the Bulldog 15, 16, 17 yard line. So it'll be first and 15 for the Wildcats from the Bulldogs 17. 4:40 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 12-44 after the turnover. Wildcats is set under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to the near side. It's going to be hit and brought down by Allen and Juarez. Gain of a few yards. That's going to set up a second and around 10. Ball at the Bulldog 12-yard line. Wildcats gets set under center. There's a snap pitch to the far side. Running on the far side. Now the running back cuts to the near side. It cuts back onto the inside. It's going to be a touchdown. Now the score is 50-12, and the Wildcats are going to try the 2-point PAT. Before the restaurant kicker can get set and get ready, there he is. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball. Up. And it's going to be good. So now the score is 52-12 with 4:09 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing the Wildcats. And I am so tired of that horn. Oh, give my cold thumbs to get our sponsors up and thank sponsors for supporting the broadcast. It's First Bank and Trust, Calvary Baptist Church, Cogdell Memorial Hospital, Prosperity Bank, Doug and Susie White, Ira Booster Club, Legacy Fuels, McWilliams Pharmacy, Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Snyder Iron and Metal, Crossroads Oil and Gas, the Ira Church of God, First Baptist, Ira Baptist Church, Texas Farm Bureau with Agent Stormy Sellers, and Ira Pub and Supply. Referees blow the whistle, break the huddles up. Let me see if I can get up my app to tell me the scores from around the district. Hermley and Highland are 22-20. Highland is leading Hermley with 1:16 left in the second. All right, whistle blows, and so Wildcats getting ready to kick the onside kick. There's the end-over-end kick. It's going to be roll out of bounds. So the Bulldogs are going to take over with good field position, somewhere around midfield. All right, Bulldogs will break the huddle. Come out in the same formation, two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. Ball's going to be set right at the 40. There's the snap. Martin gets the ball, pitches to Claxton. Claxton looking deep, and it's offset. He's got a wide open 40. He catches the ball, stays in bounds. That's going to be hit by one defender. They're going to say stepped out. So about a 15-yard pass. We'll see where they spot the ball, if it'll be a first down or not. No, they're going to say it's a 14-yard pass. So second and one for the Bulldogs from the Westbrook 31-yard line. Sorry, 26-yard line. 4 minutes even left in the half. Flag flies. It's going to be a false start on the Bulldogs. That's going to back the Bulldogs up five, so that's going to be a second and six for the Bulldogs from the Wildcat 31-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches it to Claxton. Claxton has the ball. He's going to toss it to Allen. Allen catches the ball. It's complete. big play. Right as he caught the ball, he was hit by the defender. It's going to be plenty for a first down as the senior steps up as a receiving target. And now it's going to be a first and almost goal. It might be first and goal for the Bulldogs. We'll see. The ball looks like it's at the 16 or into the nose of it is at the 15-yard line. So they're going to say it's a first and 15 from the IRA 16. Same formation. The Bulldogs are able to move the ball out of this formation and through the air. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton doesn't throw the ball. He's going to toss it away. Had a space of Wildcats coming into space, so Claxton just threw the ball away out of bounds, so harm no foul, and that's going to be a second and 15 from the 16. .348 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 12-52. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, tosses it to Allen. Allen running right in the middle of the field. Breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles. It takes three Wildcats to bring him down. Allen going to get the ball all the way down to about the 6-yard line. So it's going to be a third and five from the six. 3:28 left in half. Bulldogs trailing 12-52. The Bulldogs also received the opening kick, so they will be kicking at halftime. Bulldogs spread the field. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball. Now Partain's going to look and throw it. He tries to throw it to Allen. They were just not on the same page, and it was intercepted by the Wildcats. Wildcats still running on the sideline. He's going to be tackled and brought down by Partain. Brought down on the 37-yard line of the Bulldogs after being intercepted at the goal line. So now it's Wildcat ball. First and 15 for the Wildcats from the Bulldogs, 37. There's the snap, it's handoff underneath, or handoff backfield running in the middle, and it's just stuffed by Caden Castillo. They're going to say he got up the line of scrimmage, but I think that's a pretty generous response. It's going to be a second and 15. There's the snap. Pitch in the backfield to number 3 for the Wildcats. There's going to be a block in the back. It's not going to be called. He's going to be tackled at around the Bulldog 10-yard line. Going to set up a first and goal for the Wildcats. The first and goal from the Wildcats from the Bulldog 10-yard line. There's a flag. It's going to be a false start on the offense. Said it a few times. That's going to back the Wildcats up to their 15. So that'll be a first and goal from the 15. 1:50 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 12-52. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath. Runners hit by several Bulldog defenders. Allen in on the tackle. Pena in on the tackle. Didn't really gain anything. They're going to give him 1 yard on the carry. So now it's going to be a second and 14 for the Wildcats. 1:18 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 12-52. Bobcat gets set under center on the near hash mark. There's the snap. It's going to be a hit to the near side. Running back's going to get all the way here. Touchdown, Wildcats. So now the score will be 58-12, and the Wildcats will come on for the 2-point PAT. Getting set, getting the kicker ready. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, and the holder bobbles the ball. He's going to be tackled, so the PAT attempt will be no good. The score is going to stay 58-12 with 1:04 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing the Wildcats. And look around at the district and look at some scores from around. See kind of but the other teams are doing. Both the Wildcats and the Bulldogs are undefeated in district so far. Roby is leading Rotan 24-16 at halftime. And Hermley is trailing Highland 36-20 at the start of the third quarter. So Wildcats going to kick to the Bulldogs. So, Bulldogs here faced with a 46-point deficit. Really need to drive down and score, or this game is going to be over at halftime. And there's 1:04 left until the half. There's the kick. It's an end-over-end onside kick. Bulldogs going to recover. Allen. The senior with the recovery. Oh, no, sorry, Pena. James is number 8, Pena is number 9. So forgive my old eyes for mixing up those numbers. So it's going to be Bulldog ball. They're going to take over at their own 31-yard line. 1:01 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 46 late at the half. Need to find something here in school. Partain in the shotgun. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball, looking to throw it. He's going to toss it deep. He's got Allen that's going to fade on him just a little bit. The wind was blowing right where that ball was going, and so it looked like maybe the wind just kind of got under the ball and carried it a little bit more than Brighton thought it would, but the pass was there. The location was there. That pass is in there all night. The Bulldogs have really moved the ball as well. It's an offense we hadn't seen. The Bulldogs have only run the eye once or twice, to my recollection. Really have been trying to throw the ball on this Westbrook defense and have been able to get yards and get down in the end zone. It's just been costly turnovers that have hindered the Dogs from scoring and making this a closer game than what it is. That's the difference in the game, is Westbrook's gotten turnovers and converted them into points, while the Bulldogs haven't been able to do that. Bulldogs get set. They're going to go under center. This time, Partain's under center. Kicks it back to Claxton. Claxton gets the ball right on the near side. He's going to toss it deep. He's got Cabrera way deep. It just goes barely over the top of Cabrera. The deep passes are there. The Bulldogs are realizing that it is. They are. Bulldogs just came out in a different formation trying to get the Wildcats off guard, and they did. Cabrera's the center for the Bulldogs, and so they're at their own 31-yard line, and Cabrera, that ball went over his head at about the 15 of the Wildcats, so good long run, good play for the Bulldogs, just looking for some magic to happen here, trailing 46 with 47 seconds left in the half on the 3rd and 15. Two receivers from the near side, 3 in the backfield. Parkin gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton to throw the ball. Now he's just going to run up forward in the middle, going to toss it. He's got two receivers way down into the end zone. It's going to fly over. It looks like Allen caught the ball. Waiting for the signal. They're going to say he caught it at the 1-yard line. Claxton just got that ball through as far as he possibly could. And then Allen and Forey were both over there. Allen was able to pick the ball up, fall down. Now there's 26 seconds left in the half. Just saying he didn't get out of bounds. Referees are going to call a timeout. They let a lot of time run off the clock. I think they're going to ask the Westbrook coach to put some time back on the clock. Zane caught it, and they immediately started the play clock. There was 35 seconds left. So by the time the teams got down and got in the huddle, there was only 15 left in the half clock. A little bit of home field trickery over there. Again, Bulldogs take over. It's going to be a first and goal from the four. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball. They're going to throw it. He's going to toss it short. It's going to fall incomplete. Yeah, this game was supposed to be played in Ira, but unfortunately the rain, well, not unfortunately, rain goes a good thing, but the rain came down so hard, our grass field just wasn't playable, so we shifted over to Westbrook, where they had turf. And that's where we're at on a chilly fall night with some Friday night football. Bulldogs trailing 46 points with 32 seconds left in the half, but they're 4 yards away from a touchdown. Need to score if they want to keep this game going into the second quarter. Or into the second half. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, scrambling around in the backfield, trying to make something happen. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be intercepted by the Wildcat. He's going to take a knee, and that's going to be game for the Bulldogs. The Wildcat's going to have to... About the story of the night, the Bulldogs have been able to drive the field on this Westbrook team, but then there's just been right inside the 15-yard line, costly turnovers by the Bulldogs, several interceptions, 3 or 4, that the Wildcats have been able to convert and turn over, and that's the difference in the game. The Wildcats were able to convert those errors by the Bulldogs into touchdowns, and the Bulldogs hadn't been able to put points up on the board outside of that, so a good learning game for this young Ira squad. Again, only 3 seniors on this team. Several were sticking out this week. Several starters for the Bulldogs were not 100%, but a hard-fought battle by the Bulldogs. And that's going to end up being the game for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are going to lose 12-58 to the defending state championship champ, the Westbrook Wildcats. Next week, I'll be with you live as the Bulldogs take on I believe it's Hermley. Yeah, Hermley. Either way, I'll be with you next week for some live play-by-play action as the Bulldogs look to secure a playoff spot and try to make a playoff run with a young team. Get a good, there's never a good loss. You always want to win, but for a young team, being able to drive the field, it was a lot closer than the scoreboard is going to reflect the game. Was about 6 by the Bulldog offense. They could drive down the field with an offensive formation that is not normally what the Bulldogs do. So, anywho, I'm Ben Moore here with me live. We'll be with you next week as the Bulldogs continue their season looking to take another victory and make a playoff run. We'll see you.